This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. And now you can try a bottle yourself, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. With me today is Neil Levin. He's Senior Nutrition Education Manager for Protocol for Life Balance, which is a supplement company that sells not directly to consumers. They actually have a consumer brand called Now. But their professional brand is called Protocol for Life Balance. You get it through health professionals like yours truly. You can find Protocol for Life Balance products via my website at drhoffman.com or just sign up for FullScript, which is our supplement dispensary online, and you can find those products. So, Neil, Keto Lean is a product that is... thought to be supportive of weight loss. And I got to tell you, I'm from Missouri when it comes to 7-Keto-DHEA. 7-Keto-DHEA is a type of DHEA that is said to be superior and safer than regular DHEA. So try to convince me that that is actually beneficial.
Sure. DHEA is a hormone made by the adrenal gland that is used as something that helps with energy in the body, power in the body. It's something that declines with age. So it's something that has for decades been touted as a anti-aging nutrient, taking DHEA to restore levels to when you were young. The problem with taking DHEA itself is that it's also the precursor of the sex hormones. So it can make estrogen.
Well, that could be a good thing. That could be a good thing. I mean, say you're levels of these things, but it's also, you know, potentially a hazard.
I mean, there are problems with adding, with trying to increase that. Sometimes people are on medications or they've had changes to their bodies due to operations or other things that are
cancer,
affecting them. They don't want to mess with it.
Yeah, a woman with breast cancer or uterine cancer, or a man who had prostate cancer. We have to exercise caution when we use regular DHEA. It's available over the counter, but now 7-Keto-DHEA is thought to obviate those concerns and offer the benefits of DHEA without the adverse potential side effects?
Right, because it's not androgenic or estrogenic. It's not affecting the sex hormones. It's actually a metabolite that is not going to go backwards into the sex hormone pathways. So it's much safer in that regard. Now, it has effects that mimic thyroid hormones, in a sense. It stimulates production of enzymes in the liver that increase thermogenesis, the ability to generate heat and energy in the body. And so it's something that helps, and they've studied it in overweight adults. They take 100 milligram twice daily for a couple months, and they're not changing their hormone levels, but there seems to be an improvement in body composition. The body composition being the lean body mass is improving.
Okay, so it has a direct metabolic effect, bypassing the hormonal effect, because you'd think that something that's, you know, like you give a man testosterone and maybe they're going to build muscle and be more active, pump more iron, and maybe that's going to help them lose weight. But without that hormonal effect, it seems to have a direct weight loss effect.
Right. It's working with the energy of the liver cells and helping to balance thyroid hormones, working both through the liver and through the pituitary gland, which of course controls things like the thyroid hormone production in the body.
And the Protocol for Life Balance product is called Keto Lean, specifically targeted as a weight loss adjunct.
Yeah, that product is called 7-Keto Lean Gels. And 7-Keto 7-KETO is the name of a trademark ingredient that is used for a source of this metabolite of DHA.
Okay, so it sounds interesting, and you know, maybe I'll open my mind aperture a little bit to that, because I've always felt, you know, either use DHA or, you know, 7-keto is sort of a work in progress, but maybe there is, you know, I'll look at the bona fides of those studies, and, you know, maybe there is something to that for supporting weight loss safely. Let's talk about some other things that might be helpful for weight loss. You know, you talked about chromium and green tea. They're actually ingredients in the cortisol product that you talked about. What was that called again?
That's adrenal cortisol support.
Adrenal cortisol support. So is there any truth to this, you know, based on your research? Because I know that you comb the literature, and, you know, if there was some holy grail substance out there that really is beneficial in terms of weight loss, you would have found it and incorporated it in a formula by now. But is there any truth that for people who experience cravings, you know, we have a lot of people say, well, you know, that what defeats me with diet is I always get these carb cravings. They just overwhelm me. I can't get past it. Is there any truth that using things like 5-HTP, that can be beneficial? Some people use L-glutamine for sweet cravings. What does your research reveal to you?
Well, glutamine is actually an alternative fuel for the body and the brain. That's one of the things that, when I mentioned earlier that the body, if you starve it of sugars, is going to break down, for example, muscle tissue to get amino acids as an alternate fuel. One of those key fuels is glutamine, which
is gluconeogenesis, the genesis of sugar from an effect in amino acid.
Right, exactly. So, you know, that is an alternate fuel, and glutamine's also been used by a lot of natural practitioners to help heal the gut, to improve the energetics of the cells lining the intestinal tract, and try to improve it if there's some weakness there. A leaky gut would be one of the terms you might hear bandied about related to that. But, you know, the way to heal and nourish the gut is to give it short-chain fatty acids, which you would get typically produced by intestinal bacteria, probiotics. And the glutamine is associated with helping that process.
And what about 5-HTP? I mean, it's thought to be, it helps the serotonin receptors in the brain. It gives you satiety. Some studies suggest that it might be helpful. Has that really panned out?
Yeah, 5-HTP is really used as the precursor of serotonin. And serotonin is an important feel-good pathway in the body, and kind of like dopamine people have heard of in that same regard. And it's also the precursor of melatonin, which helps you sleep. And what people don't know is that serotonin and melatonin, which are what you get when you take 5-HTP, are used all over the body. Most of it is produced and used in the gut, and it's used to help time the shut-off and repair cycles in the body. So just like you take melatonin, for example, to help you sleep and help restore sleep cycles if you're, you know, traveling, shift workers, those kind of things. In the same way, how do you shut down your acid production at night so you don't have to take some weird colored pill to do that? You know, what's the natural way of doing that is to increase the serotonin in the body, which is by taking 5-HTP. There's other things associated with digestive tract as well. The feeling of fullness, and someone has to go have a bowel movement and maybe even pain in that area related to that, tends to go away also when you increase the serotonin. So serotonin has a wide range of benefits in the body, including making you feel good, which means you're not necessarily eating to compensate for not feeling positive, not feeling happy.
So maybe it might alleviate stress eating. You know, people who suffer from anxiety or depression might get a little bit of appetite control by taking 5-HTP.
Yeah, and if you're nervous and you can't sleep, you're likely to be up binging on something instead of sleeping and burning it off and letting your metabolism recover. You know, so you're actually replacing calories with burning calories, in a sense.
Something else that used to be a popular, I don't know if it stood the test of time for weight loss, is something called CLA, conjugated linoleic acid. Is it still believed that that can be helpful for melting the pounds off?
Yeah, but that's more of a long-term strategy. CLA, you'll actually get some in, if you're eating like milk products or things from animals that are grazing, They're going to have some CLA in there. And animals that are fed, say, soybeans and things like that, corn are not going to have CLA because they get it from grazing. It's almost a fermented form of a fat. Mm-hmm. The CLA, it's converted in their digestive tract. And the benefit of that is in long-term studies. If you look at studies, body composition, restricted diets for about a year, there's a significant difference in the people eating CLA for their fat source or as a major part of their fat source, rather than people eating the common vegetable oils, which are typical in the American diet. They are showing a benefit to doing that long term, but not short term. You're not going to see a benefit. You're going to get into your bathing suit in July. Right. By doing it, you might have a benefit of next year in July, you're going to be a few pounds lighter, that kind of thing.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors an opportunity to share this important message with you. Listen up. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by ProPax with NT Factor, a complete vitamin and mineral formula. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years, and now the 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158, that's 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Neil Levin. So another one that's been proposed, and it works a little bit along the lines of metformin, from what I understand, is berberine. Berberine has been shown to be helpful for blood sugar control, maybe even improving the lipid profile. Occasionally they allude to its benefits in controlling weight. Is there anything to it?
Yeah, berberine is actually a great substance. And if you can manage your blood sugar, you're not going to have as many sugar cravings. You're not going to have your sugar going up and down. This yo-yo effect tends to cause overeating as well as high blood sugar. You could have low and high blood sugar in the same person at different points in the day.
Mm-hmm. Erratic blood sugar.
Which makes you want to eat more when you have low blood sugar, which isn't as good. Now, berberine is typically found in certain herbs. Golden seal and Oregon grape are the more commonly known ones. But it is not very bioavailable. It's hard to absorb. We have actually included one of the medium chain triglycerides, capric acid, C10 for any chemists out there, to improve the absorption. And if you absorb it better, by the way, it has fewer gastrointestinal disturbances. Your GI comfort is improved because we've added it with the medium chain triglyceride capric acid in a soft gel, so that we're trying to make it more tolerable as well as more absorbed, so people are more willing to take it.
So now, what's that product called? That's a Protocol for Life balance product.
That one's called Glucose Management, okay, with berberine HCL.
Okay.
And it does support the glucose and the lipid levels. It does support the cholesterol levels and things, as you mentioned. But we're just trying to give something that works better at a lower dose and is easier to tolerate. So many things people want to take for these purposes, they're getting side effects that are uncomfortable and they won't stay on it. And we don't want that to happen. We want them to have something they'll be comfortable using.
Another one that's been proposed for blood sugar control, I'm not sure, again, if it helps with weight loss. I think there have been some studies, small studies suggesting that it works, is Gymnema sylvestre. What's your take on that?
Yeah, Gymnema is an Ayurvedic herb from India, and it's used to help balance glucose metabolism. And what it specifically does, it's used to balance the insulin sensitivity. And what that is, I mentioned that earlier, it has to do with if you're eating a lot of sugars and the body actually down-regulates the ability of your insulin to work because there's too much going on. There's too much sugar, too much up and down, and eventually the insulin becomes less effective. So you're pumping out more and more insulin to try to control the blood sugar, but it's not moving the blood sugar into the cells the way it's supposed to. The insulin sensitivity is down. And there are substances you can take that enhance that. Now, Gymnema also tends to, in some people, it will reduce the ability to taste sweet things. So that
it's
sweet things are not
referred to colloquially
as
sugar destroyer.
Right. So it's not as desirable to eat sugar because it's not giving you the same feeling of sweetness on your tongue.
Interesting.
And there's also some effects in the liver as far as balancing the sugar. Now remember, a lot of the blood sugar is actually made in the liver and controlled by the liver. And if your mechanisms are all working right, then you're not producing as much sugar because the sugar you're producing is being used more efficiently. And that's what the insulin sensitivity has to do with. So Gymnema helps that process as well in the liver.
Another that's popular, a green coffee bean extract. Of course, you know, there's a bit of a caffeine effect, but there seems to be something above and beyond just the caffeine in the green coffee beans. Compound that is accelerates metabolism, chlorogenic acid.
Yeah, and that's not unusual. You get the same thing with green tea. Take the caffeine out, you still have a stimulating effect on metabolism, and it's working on the way the body metabolizes fat to a large degree. So these are antioxidant or free radical fighting compounds, polyphenols and things like that, in the coffee, in the green tea, that are doing the job. If you add caffeine to it, it actually works better. But a lot of people don't want the caffeine, especially at night.
You don't want the
jangling
effects.
Some people metabolize. Yeah, and some people metabolize. It takes them 20 hours to metabolize a cup of coffee. They'll be up half the night.
Yep.
So everyone has different metabolisms in that regard, but the antioxidants in coffee, in green tea, are very beneficial for thermogenesis, burning calories, metabolizing fats, helping with body composition.
And finally, there's the proposition that certain probiotics may assist metabolism. Of course, they're looking for that holy grail magic fat-burning, lactobacillus or bifidobacteria that's going to magically make the pounds melt off. But a healthy microbiome seems to be a determinant of metabolism.
Well, it is, and they've done a fair amount of study on this. And one thing they found, this kind of goes back to something we talked about earlier in this interview, is the ability of the mother to pass something on to the baby. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that a mother who is overweight, fat, obese, whatever, tends to have lower levels of bifidobacteria in their large intestine. Mm. And it tends to be an inheritable trait that the babies that they produce also tend to have low levels of the bifidobacteria in the large intestine and also tend to be more obese as they grow up. So there seems to be some relation between the gut bacteria and, you know, it's not just that the mother is passing it on to the baby, because a baby in the womb is in a sterile environment. Mm-hmm. They accumulate their probiotic bacteria, their gut microbiome, from the environment. Everything goes into the mouth. They're eating dirt, they're eating food, they're suckling at their mother's breast. If it's a vaginal birth, they're getting bacteria from there. So there's a variety of means for them to get bacteria, but it's all introduced after they're born or during the birth and at the earliest. And so, but it's the environment, the foods they're eating and the lifestyle is simply not exposing them to the bifidobacteria they need as infants to grow a healthy digestive system, immune system, and metabolism.
Right. So the importance of breastfeeding, the importance of the right kind of dietary diversity, avoidance of antibiotics might be part of that formula, because antibiotics, of course, indiscriminately kill off everything, even the good bacteria. It's not merely a matter of finding the right probiotic. It's a lifestyle process to introduce a healthy microbiome.
And if the mother doesn't have it, they're not going to pass it on to the infant through breastfeeding. If they're not breastfeeding, they won't either.
Mm-hmm. So a good argument for some really good prenatal planning to optimize the microbiome that the baby will inherit. So great. You know, you've covered a lot of strategies here. Any big gaps? Am I missing something that you want to throw in? Because, I mean, there are a lot of things out there, speed-like things, you know, Ephedra, for example, has been taken off the market. There's some things that, you know, can set your teeth on edge and, you know, make your heart race. Those are not the kind of things we want to advocate, because they're not safe.
No, I just tell people, if you're eating a certain amount of food and calories in a day, and that's what you really want to eat, spread it out over more meals. Instead of three meals, spread the same amount of food over four or five meals. You get less food at a time, less of a spike in your blood sugar at each meal, easier to control, and try to eat whole foods. Make sure there's fiber, make sure there's healthy fats and sources of nutrients, the vitamins, minerals, and other plant-associated things. In a mostly plant-based diet, doesn't have to be vegetarian, but make sure that it's a nutritious, whole foods-based diet, and you're better off. The fiber is going to make you feel more full. It's going to feed your intestinal bacteria. It's going to slow your appetite. And, you know, there's tons of benefits to eating wholesomely rather than all these refined foods.
Stick away from the processed foods. That's one surefire way to lose weight. It certainly works for me when I adhere to it very carefully. Neil, very balanced discussion. Really appreciate it. Once again, can you review those products that we're featuring this month? 7 Keto Lean is number one.
Yes, MCT oil, which we have organic versions of now. And the adrenal cortisol support formula, featuring Relora and a blend of vitamins, minerals, and botanicals, including things like ashwagandha, things that are adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to stress. We have more than one way to deal with stress.
So regardless of whether you want to lose weight, that's a good formula to take, because when I test people here in New York, I see their cortisol is generally sky high. We could all use a little bit of cortisol modulation with some of those helpful ingredients. thanks again for joining us. Really appreciate this balanced discussion. And could you give out the website for Protocol for Life Balance?
Yes. It's at www.protocolforlife.com.
Okay. Neil Levin, Senior Nutrition Education Manager for Protocol for Life Balance. Thanks very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.